Martin Regan, good performance today and into another county final. It was a good day for Niamh Connell.
Oh yeah, delighted to get into the county final now again, and it'll be a big 3 weeks ahead of us preparing now for another battle with Unions. We've played them a lot in the last couple of years, so there's a good healthy rivalry there, so it's one we'll be looking forward to now, definitely.
We've seen on Saturday night how crucial goals were in this Unions-Michaels game, and likewise here today when he's got the goals at the right time.
Well, they came at the right time. I'm lucky to get them too. The right man was in the end of them. Brick got a fist on them. I know when we get him, you couldn't get a better man to be one-on-one because he's super finisher, so he is. So we had the right men in the chances. But at the same time, Kilcare, two goal chances in the first half, and if they had taken them, we didn't get ours. It was a totally different story at half-time. So we're delighted now to get into the final.
And a number of your big men put in big shifts, particularly in the first half. One man that you just mentioned there with Brick Malloy scoring 1-4 in that half.
I didn't realise he got 1-4 now, but I'm not surprised you that. Brick's he's a serious worker on the attack. Some of the attacks he put in today I thought were brilliant today too. He set the tempo on our forward line, and the work rate we got out of him now was brilliant.
And them scores that you took, they were real shockers to Kilcare at that stage in the game.
Yeah, they came they couldn't have come at better times now, so they couldn't for us. And goals are huge, and you can see the same in the Unions game. The goal, the first goal Unions got last night, it's changed the game. So we're lucky to get the goals now, and a bit of luck now to get them more than anything.
And Kilcare came out a rejuvenated team in the second half because they had a spring in their step, and they were going to try and crawl back that deficit. And I suppose then when those gaps opened at the back, when they tried to punish them.
Look, they came out the second half. They had absolutely nothing to lose. Their championship was on the line. They were 7 points down, and we talked about that at half time. They were going to fire absolutely everything at us. They had nothing to lose. They were itching to get into a county final, so they were going to throw everything at us, and we just needed a response if we could keep it score for score in the second half, and thankfully we did now.
Yeah, and it's going to be a nice number of weeks now looking forward to a final, and that was your plan from the start of the year, that you needed to get back there in the middle of October?
Well, that's the back of your mind, that's what you're thinking, but it's always game by game, and look, we're delighted now to get into a county final, and it'll be a big 3 weeks ahead of us now to prepare for that. And
you made a couple of changes at the start of the game, and there was a couple of changes made during the game, players carrying a few knocks. I know it's early stages yet, but the likes of Leon hobbled off the field there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Leon came off with an ankle injury. I don't know how serious it is now, but he was feeling it there, so we pulled Leon off, and Marty Boyle was carrying a knock. He was carrying the knock coming into the game anyway. We knew we wouldn't get a full game out of him, but we were delighted with the shift he put in now in the first half for us, and Kieran Brennan came in and done a great job in the second half too as well.
Yeah, and it's a big squad that you have, and an experienced squad as well, because on the big stage these boys have been around the block a few times.
I've been seeing it all year, the panel we have. We're blessed to have some of the subs we have, like we've Brendan McDyer there too, who's available to come in today if we needed him, so he'll be back for county final, pushing for a place now as well. So we're lucky now with the talent that we have, definitely.
Yeah. You knew this was going to be a big game coming into it, and you just got out of the blocks very, very quickly. You're going to have another game against St Unions, which is probably going to go up a level or two as well, and it's going to be a different day for you. It's going to be a tight encounter, and then they always are against the Letterkenny
club. They always are. Well, if they're not tight, the Unions are normally on the end of a big winning margin, but it's going to be a big battle now, definitely. Unions have set the standard in Donegal this last 10, 12 years. So, but we'll give it our best shot. We'll prepare as best we can, and we'll give it a crack.
You can't really look into too much, can you, to that group game a number of months ago, can you, Martin?
It's a totally different Unions team. So it is. They've Kavanagh back now and Connor Park, and you've seen the job they done last night against St Michael's. They're two huge players for Unions, so it's hard to read too much into that. And look, at football's totally on the day. If we went out and played Kilcare tomorrow, it could be a different result. Kilcare could beat us by 10 as well. So football's on the day, and it's getting the right performance on the day, and that result will mean nothing in 3 weeks' time, absolutely nothing.
You have been part of teams that have won championships and lost championships, and this means a lot for the parish and for the club. You get back to a county final.
It does. Even like to get to a county final is a huge thing, and it'll be a big day for the club, and it's something we can all look forward to now for the next 3 weeks. So,
and how much is there hurt there from 2012, losing that final?
Look, at every game you lose, it's hurt from every game. It doesn't have to be a final. If you're beating a quarter final, a semi final, it's hurt from every game, no matter what stage you lose it. When you put out a championship, it's a sore one. It's something we'll hopefully not be experiencing in 3 weeks' time.